I'm sitting with George Ezra. Welcome back to Belfast.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm brilliant, thank you very much. You've been here before. You know what to expect from the crowd, but probably not as big a crowd as what you're going to get tonight.
We've certainly never played a gig quite this size in Belfast. We have played quite a few times here, but yeah, as you said, nothing like this. So I'm looking forward to it.
This is the hottest ticket in town. I think, to be fair to the guys who are putting on this show, they probably, on hindsight, should have put you in a bigger venue.
Do you reckon? Well, that's very flattering. All that means is we get to come back. That's the good news.
Yeah, you know what? Whenever you giggle like that, I know just from reading about you and hearing you in your podcast and whatever, you don't... How well do you do fame?
Probably textbook fame, not brilliantly. I think I've managed to like carve out a nice little corner for myself where I'm in control of it and I kind of understand it and it's easy for me to digest. But I kind of naturally, I've kept the same friends in the same places and, you know, all of that, which is how I would like it. And also, I don't really do anything that isn't related to music. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really drift into that celebrity culture much because, yeah, I'm not falling out of nightclubs or whatever time.
So the album has been phenomenal. Congratulations, superb. I laughed because I know you're a big England football fan, so I laugh whenever you were campaigning for people to download Three Lions to get you off the top spot. How gutted were you that England didn't make it to the World Cup final?
Do you know what? Because I don't follow football unless it's England, and so it's either Euros or World Cup, and I just think the atmosphere was amazing. Like, from where I was stood, it just felt like everyone was on the same side because of the team and because of the atmosphere that they were creating, and it was just a lovely thing to see and be a part of. So I wasn't that gutted that they didn't go all the way. Maybe they will one day, but it felt good anyway.
Talk to me about this podcast, because it's taken off massively.
Yeah, do you know what? Now that this was my second album, so I kind of knew what to gauge, what numbers meant what, and then I started this podcast and I didn't know what to gauge. You know, what's a good amount of listeners? 500,000? I didn't know. So I just started this thing. It was me. I kind of, any host, any guest that I have, it's only ever me and them in the room. And I always let them know that they can have final say on the edit. And I think that helps people to relax into it. And yeah, it's just been amazing. For anyone listening now, it's kind of me and other musicians. And we just talk about the reality of it all, so not just we go behind the smoke and mirrors, I guess.
So the reality of it all, you're obviously in the middle of festival season, and then what?
That's a good question. We've got more tours coming up at the end of festival season across Europe, and we've got a little trip to America that's not completely decided when, but that's going to happen. But it just doesn't, it's at that point now where we're probably not quite halfway through this album, which is crazy to think, because it feels like we've already done a lot, but it's also, that's the product of it doing well, so you wouldn't want it any other way.
Well, we're sitting in your hotel. Do you like this hotel life?
I mean, this one's a bit shabby, isn't it? I do like hotel life. I've managed to work out how to make a hotel room feel like I've lived in it for 10 years after about 10 minutes.
So what do you do?
It's just make sure everything's in the right place, unpack a little bit, not too much. Remember, you've got to pack up again. We're not actually staying here tonight. This is just today. This is all for you, Pete.
Well, thank you very much. I got to say, it's plush surroundings, so yeah. It's lovely. The fans are turning out in a droves tonight. It's the hottest ticket in town. So what can Belfast expect from you this evening?
A lot of fun. Do you know what? In fact, the first gig that we did of this whole album was last year in Belfast. The first gig with the new band and everything.
At the Limelight?
Yeah, exactly. And so that was the first time we performed as 7 people on stage. So far, none of them have lost their jobs. Most importantly, I've not lost my job. So it's still 7 of us on stage. We've got brass and singing and dancing. And yeah, I love it. And it's a lot of fun.
If the hairs in the back of your neck don't stand up tonight, I will give you all the money I have, which isn't very much. But listen, enjoy it. It's going to be brilliant. The noise is going to be phenomenal. And yeah, welcome to Belfast.
Thank you very much, man.